Warning, the following audio transmission will forever change your outlook on society. You will no longer believe the narrative. You are about to wake up and see things for what they really are. News, facts, and opinions. This is the Doom Daily Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Doom Daily Show. Today is Thursday, April 11th. Time is 21:20. The email, doomdailyshow@gmail.com. What if I did the whole episode like that? I wouldn't do that to you guys, but what if I did? Anyway, you're going to get this episode on Friday. I hope everybody had a good week. I still got three more days of work before my weekend gets here. Worked on the ambulance today. It was a very busy day in the county. Take that with a grain of salt, though, because I'm very new to this industry, and I'm not sure what a busy day is yet, okay? But we are recording in the tundra today. It is raining outside, so if you hear the rain trickling down in the background, I apologize for that. But I'm happy that the tundra's back. I'm happy to be back in the tundra. I got it back from the mechanic shop today, and I didn't get, like I was talking about yesterday, I didn't get that issue fixed with the knocking. And it's okay. Eventually, we'll get there. We'll get it fixed, but it is back. Saved a good bit of money on these services. I was expecting them to be a lot higher. I have a very fair price mechanic. He's awesome. Labor to do everything on my truck came to about $588. If you factor in the parts for what I had done, I am under $1,000 in, under $1,000 for a serpentine belt, a new one, changed out, OEM belt. Front differential and rear differential fluid change, along with transfer case fluid, transmission fluid, oil change, and had him work for a while to try to identify what this issue was, this knocking issue. So he worked on it for a while. We think we pinpointed it. I explained this on yesterday's show, so I'm not going to beat it to death and go through this too much. But truck is back. I'm happy to have it back. I got home from work today. Had a lovely dinner. My wife made turkey, or they were turkey balls, like ground turkey meatballs that were stuffed with mozzarella cheese. And they were really good. Had that with some salad, a little bit of broccoli, which I heard some interesting things on the internet about broccoli. So I'm kind of on the fence if I'm going to keep eating it. I got to do some more research. But what I heard was broccoli is essentially a man-made vegetable. It is not naturally occurring. It's also really horrible for your gastrointestinal tract. Some of the reading I did online says that, but I haven't done enough research to figure out if this is actually true. So I'm eating broccoli periodically, here and there when it's available. I'm not seeking it out. I'm not buying it. But man, you guys heard me talk about that broccoli salad. Regardless if it's good or bad for you, I'm going to keep eating that broccoli salad because that broccoli salad is just fan-freaking-tastic. So come home, go get the truck, run to the grocery store, and I bought my FJ Cruiser used, and I'm now at the point where I haven't done anything to it yet, and I'm the type of guy that likes to customize vehicles. I don't like things to be stock. I want to do things to it, right? I want to make it my own. It needs to have that jester flair, so to speak. So when I bought this FJ Cruiser, a lot of things were already done to it. And there was one thing that's like always kind of been irking me and bugging me. So the previous owner that had my FJ Cruiser decided he was going to put these taillight trim covers on them, on the taillights. So it's like a piece of plastic that overlays the rear taillight of the FJ Cruiser. And they came in chrome. I guess he couldn't find them in black. So he sprayed painted them matte black. Fine, fair enough. When I first got the thing, it didn't look too bad. Now the paint is chipping and the chrome is being exposed. And I'm like, these gotta go. They have to come off there. This is looking like trash. So I got a heat gun and a stiff metal roller and worked up the double-sided tape that was holding these stupid things on. And now they're off there and they're back to the stock looking. Oh my God, if that doesn't look so much better. So that was one thing that I accomplished and did today. I try to be as productive as I can with my days. And it doesn't always work out according to plan. I've got so many irons in the fire. It is unreal. So that little stupid thing, and it's not a big thing for you guys, but for me it is. That little stupid simply ripping those god-awful ugly things off of the FJ Cruiser really made my day feel accomplished, because I went to work and was able to do something I wanted to do. Regardless it was small, I was able to do something I wanted to do. Little victories do add up to big things. The problem is that when you have little victories and you're not identifying to yourself like, that's good, I'm glad I did that, I'm glad I got that accomplished, you won't ever appreciate them and you won't keep progressing forward, right? So every day, reach for these little victories. Try to accomplish something little, something small, and it'll grow into one big victory eventually. I see so many people, and I am one of them, that get overwhelmed with how much they have on their plate. And I'm one of these people. It's like, I want to shoot for the stars, and I rarely reach the moon with the things I'm trying to accomplish. And I'm always biting off more than I can chew. And this show is another one of those things. It's hard for me to sit down sometimes and just have the energy to record, or want to record, or find the motivation to record. And then there's sometimes, and I did this with It's Doomsday podcast too, and I've done this with this show a couple times already, is I'll get 20 minutes into an episode and be like, I hate what I'm saying. I hate it. And I'll stop, I'll delete it, and I'll start back from the beginning. I won't go back and edit it and cut out the parts I don't like. It's like, nope, the whole thing's got to go. It's trash. I need the clean slate, start over. And that does happen sometimes, guys. And it's a normal thing. That is a normal human function. So sometimes when you're looking at these big, tremendous projects you got to accomplish, sometimes maybe it's better to walk away, do something small, and accomplish it so you feel that accomplished. Then you're like ready, clean slate, clean state of mind to go back and accomplish the next thing. But we'll be back right after these messages.
Want to advertise on the Doom Daily Show? Send producer Scooter an email, doomdailyshow@gmail.com. And this 15-second ad slot could be yours.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, the cat got OJ. It finally happened. OJ kicks the freaking bucket, which he hasn't been in the media lately. So I'm assuming, from what I read, he had one foot in the grave and the other one on a skateboard, and he was teeter-tottering back and forth on hospice. I believe that he was on hospice. So I guess he knew this was coming soon. And what really stresses me out is I always thought he would have like a deathbed confession. Like he would have this deathbed confession of, you know, yes, I did it. I did it. Here's who helped me. I want to leave this world with a clean slate, and I want people to know the truth. But he didn't. Now, one of my coworkers brought up an interesting point, saying that maybe he put something out there that said, hey, open this letter 6 months after I'm dead. When the media hype calms down from my death, when, you know, after my funeral is over with, you know, once people have forgotten that I died and people have moved on, go ahead and open this letter and read it to the world. And maybe there is something like that out there that we don't know about yet. I doubt it, but it was a very interesting thing that my coworker brought up. Now, I don't care what anybody says. He was freaking guilty. He was guilty. He did it. I do believe he had an accomplice, though. I don't think he did it alone. And I think whoever that accomplice is out there still to this day, holding on to that truth, you know, waiting to release that information. There was either a guy driving the vehicle, maybe there was a second vehicle, this, that, the other. And, you know, that case has been one that has been gone through and picked through with a fine-tooth comb. And, you know, the Goldman family found him guilty in a civil suit of this. And, he never paid out what he was supposed to pay the family. So not guilty of murder in a criminal case, but guilty of it in a civil case, and never paid out the money, which to me is just crazy. And what's crazy is the civil case, I don't think it really tapped into America's heart that much. The media didn't go too nutso with that like they did the criminal trial, but that was a very publicized trial of the century type thing. I mean, that's what that was. And I think he did it, 100%. And if you don't think he did it, email me and tell me why. doomdailyshow@gmail.com. I'd love to hear your thoughts on it. But I 100% think he was guilty. And the main reason is because, number one, there was no other suspects. That, like, there was no other motive for anybody else. Okay? All the documentaries I went through and everything that I've read about the case over the years, and, you know, none of this is fresh in my mind. So there could have been another named accomplice that I've just forgotten about, but I can't remember anybody sticking out saying that there was another accomplice, that somebody else would have had motive for this other than him. Okay? The other thing is, you're not arguing with DNA. You're just not. You can't. You won't. I don't care. If there's DNA there, it's yours. That shit is way too accurate. You're not getting around that. And DNA evidence was found, and essentially making him guilty. And I believe that's what, I if memory serves me correctly, that was a big basis for the civil case as well, that he was found guilty. And I believe it was the DNA that was like the big, you know, nail in the coffin, so to speak. But anyway, he's dead. And what's crazy is the murders took place in 94. Okay, so you're talking, this dude made it 30 years on this planet, got away with murder for 30 years. Didn't stay out of jail, though. Didn't stay out of prison. He was in and out of prison throughout the years. And he, you know, he had cancer, and that's what did him in. And like I said, he wasn't in the media headlines. There wasn't a lot going on with this. And it makes you wonder, though, when you cross over to the other side. Is it, you know, because no one knows, but is he in front of her right now? Like, is he at Heaven's Gate and she's like shutting it, saying, nope, you can't come in, you asshole. Like, is that what's going on? Nicole's up there like, nope, don't you remember what you did 30 years ago? You're not coming in here. Maybe that's what's happening right now. I'm really curious, too, if you guys want to email in. Again, doomdailyshow@gmail.com. How did you find out? Because the internet is abuzz with this. There are so many OJ memes floating around out there right now. It's unreal. And I found out there was a very horrible meme that my buddy posted, a coworker of mine, saying something to the effect of OJ Simpson has died today and his family is pissed and his wife has lost her head over this. And I was like, oh my God, dude, that is in such poor taste. It's unreal. So yeah, I'd love to hear how you guys found out. I'd love to hear, you know, how it popped up. Did it pop up in your news feed? Did you see a meme online? Like, what did it? How'd you find out? Because I thought that was pretty, I thought it was pretty interesting the way I found out. We found out while I was at lunch today at work. I'm just scrolling Facebook and I'm like, no way, he's dead. And then I went back and I looked at the stories and it was like, yep, he is D-E-D, dead. And I think that there's probably a lot of people out there like me that are really pissed off and shitty that deathbed confession didn't happen, because after, you know, growing up with this story and growing up watching the documentaries and hearing your parents talk about this and hearing coworkers talk about it, and just, you know, the magazine articles and the checkout line at the grocery store and just all these, it was in your face all the time. I wanted that damn deathbed confession. And I didn't get it. And that's bullshit. And what's really kind of interesting is 2024 has been a hell of a year already. So many major things have happened. And it's like, I'm not saying that OJ was some big celebrity, but everybody that is about my age that grew up watching this shit knew who this guy was. All right. And what's crazy is you have people out there that 100% believe this guy was innocent. They were huge football fans. That's where they knew him from. And they were like, nah, there's no way. There's no way he would have did this, blah, blah, blah. So you did have OJ supporters out there. Like, that was a thing. Anyway, enough about him. We'll be back after these messages.
Prep Stock is happening this October. Go to www.prepstock.net for more information. PrepStock is the ultimate survival event. That's PrepStock.net for all information and updates.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Doom Daily Show. So I want to tell you guys about an argument I haven't had in about 2 years with anybody. And I didn't think about this till yesterday. And it just kind of hit me out of nowhere. But I haven't had an in-person argument about the vaccine in about 2 years, okay? And whenever, you know, the pandemic hit and then they started rolling out the vax, it seemed like, I remember how it started. It started, well, not everybody's going to get it. We're going to prioritize who gets it, blah, blah, blah. And then they kind of figured out nobody wanted it. Nobody wanted it. So what they did was, is they manipulated a shit ton of people into saying, oh, nope, you have to have this. And if you don't get it, you're a bad person and blah, 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 and all these things. And I remember being at the restaurant and there was a customer sitting across from me at the bar. And he says to me, and this was like the first, I think, in-person argument I had with somebody over the vaccine. He said, are you getting the vaccine? And I said, no. And he said, why? And I said, because I don't feel that I need it, that I'm healthy and I don't need to get an experimental injection to beat this thing because I'm healthy enough to beat it without it. And he says, well, what about the people around you? I said, what about them? And he said, well, you don't care about the people around you? And I said, well, it's not that I don't care about the people around me. I said, but even if I have this vaccine, I could still carry this. And if that person's not vaccinated and it gets in and kills them, what good did it did if I was vaccinated? Well, it's the science. It reduces the risk. Well, does it? And this guy started getting really shitty with me. And I ended the conversation with, listen, right now it's limited. You can have mine. I don't want to stand in your way. And I walked away from the conversation. And it was periodic conversations like that from then on with people. And it was, I remember going into work one day and my boss saying, you know, we're thinking about mandating the vaccine. Would you get it? I said, no, I'll find another job. And I said, I'm not getting that. And he came back, and I mean, this was my boss. This was the guy that ran the company. This was the plant manager. And this shows you how many fucks I have to give. He says to me, he says, well, I have a friend right now who's dying from COVID. I said, is that what they told you? That's what's killing him is COVID. That's what they told you. And he says, yeah. And I said, and you believe that? And he just stopped and stared at me. And I don't know if it was like a, well, shit, he's got me there. We don't really know. Or if it was this little prick, who the hell's he think he is talking to me like that? I don't know what it was. But enough of my coworkers and I, we rallied together and said, we're not going to get this. We'll just go get new jobs. And that ended that mandating that jab conversation very quickly. It ended it at our work. They talked about it for 2 to 3 days and they said, well, I guess we're not going to mandate it because we're going to have too many people quit. And damn right. We won that battle. What they did do was they posted, they printed out little signs and laminated them and posted them by like where you'd clock in, clock out at work with the local sites in the area to go get the vaccine and, you know, times you could go get it, who had the Johnson & Johnson, who had the other one. And like, there was like a little disclaimer on there, like we highly encourage employees to go get this, you know, your job is not at stake, but we highly encourage people to go get this. And this is where you can go get it. Basically is how this thing was read. I had no interest in getting this. And since then have had, I don't know how many arguments with people over this vaccine. And all I got to say is at the end of the day here, I won because I'm still here. I never got it. My family's still here. They never got it. And nobody's really worried about COVID anymore. And the only thing that we're hearing now, rumblings wise of COVID bullshit, is people that are having side effects from the vaccine. I've been hearing stories, and I don't know how true they are. I don't know the validity of it. I haven't looked into this. But it's been mentioned by some people that basically if your job mandated you to get the vaccine and you had complications with it, that now your employer's held liable. And I think that that's shitty to an extent. Number one, your employer should not be telling you to do anything with your body. That's your body, your choice, right? Isn't that what they like to say? Except when it comes to an experimental vaccine. But your employer shouldn't be telling you what to do with your health. That's up to you, okay? As an EMT, I don't go around telling patients, hey, if you keep, or just people in general, hey, like if you keep eating this garbage, well, you're going to be on my stretcher one day. I don't say that to people. It's your right to live however you want to live. And it's your right to take care of yourself however you want to take care of yourself. Just know that there are consequences to that shit, all right? But haven't had that argument in a while with anybody. And it seems like the tables are being turned around on this. And it's very, very slow. And it's very, very not in your face. And it's very, very under the radar, so to speak. Anyway, we'll be right back after these messages.
If you like hard-hitting news and up-to-date explosive investigations, well, you better look elsewhere. Check out The Beans and Weenie Show is Doomed, most Saturday nights at 8:30 p.m. Central Standard Time on Rumble and Podbean. You are listening to The Doom Daily Show.
This is a topic we're about to get into, ladies and gentlemen, that I'm really fuzzy on. I don't know a lot about, and I just felt it was worth talking about because of how much it's been popping up in the media lately. But it seems to be earthquake season, okay? And it just seems like every time I'm turning on the radio, I'm turning on the TV, I'm getting on the internet, there's another new wicked bad earthquake, okay? And earthquakes, I mean, they happen all the time. Very small ones. Every once in a while, we'll have a major disaster with one. And it seems like they've been pretty frequent lately. It's not from global warming and climate change. Let's start right there. It's not from that. And I know you're going to have people out there that are pigeoning that and saying that. That's not what it's from. Okay. And I tried to do some looking online to see if there was actually an earthquake season. And I can't really find any data out there to suggest that there is an earthquake season, that more earthquakes happen in the colder months or happen in the summer, happen in the winter. You know what I mean? There's nothing out there I could see like that online. However, there is an article out there that was talking about March is earthquake month. Something about there's more frequency in March. The two biggest earthquakes we've ever experienced were in March. So some people, I guess, out there are labeling March as earthquake month. And that, you can go back and read that. It was on, I think, lifescience.com, www.lifescience.com for that article about March being earthquake month. But my wheels got spinning with this a little bit, and I started really thinking about something. Think about, okay, first and foremost, water moves through the ground at a very, very, very slow pace, okay? These fault lines are extremely, extremely deep. So current rainfall can cause landslides, but not earthquakes. You get what I'm saying? So if you have this mentality that, oh, we're getting heavy rains, this is going to cause earthquakes. No, it's not. That's not what's happening right now. The ground's not saturating down to the tectonic plates and having these plates shift and causing earthquakes. Like, that's not what's happening. But there is one thing that did stand out in my mind. I can't think of any major earthquakes that have happened in the winter months that I can remember. I mean, maybe, you know, California gets earthquakes all the time. Maybe, like, be it out on the East Coast, one hit out on the West Coast. But, you know, East Coast-wise, in my lifetime, I can't remember any of these things hitting in the winter. Like, if it was December, snow on the ground, I don't ever remember driving my car through the snow and hearing about an earthquake that hit somewhere on the East Coast. I don't ever remember that happening. Maybe I'm just crazy, but I can't recall any time that's happened throughout my life. And I wasn't going to go back and go through all these different, you know, earthquakes that have happened and try to figure out when they happened or how they happened or what season they were. But these can happen all year round. And do understand that climate has nothing to do with it. And the main reason I keep pushing that climate point is because I know that's what's coming. Because every single thing that's going wrong right now, they're trying to push back to, it's because of global warming, it's because of climate change, it's because of this, it's because of that. And it's really not. It has nothing to do with it. We will have earthquakes until the end of time. They're not going anywhere. It has nothing to do with the car you drive. It has nothing to do with how much you run your gas stove. And I wanted to get into the whole control thing tonight, but my wheels got kind of turning in this direction instead. And we're going to get to that on Monday's episode. We're going to get into this control factor of how that's going on. But, you know, the media is putting this stuff out there way, way more. And just be aware to not believe the hype. And there's another thing to this too. The New Madrid Seismic Zone. Okay, so this fault line has been brought up to me. And I felt it was a good talking point. So the seismic activity that's taking place in the New Madrid Seismic Zone is, it's hundreds of events per year. in this. About 200 events per year are taking place in this seismic zone. And you're talking everything from, I don't know, everything from like a little tremor, just enough to be felt, up to an actual magnitude of 4.0 or greater. And when you start getting up to that number, up to that 4 number, at 4.0, the damage starts occurring to things. All right. And when we talk about the damage with the earthquakes, understand these are gas lines that could be ruptured, houses that could be collapsing on people, water main breaks, sewage main breaks, internet shut down, trees falling on power lines falling down, and people wrecking cars. And I mean, just the chaos that comes out of these is out of an earthquake is pretty wicked. And what's wild is there's there's no like real plan for when these things are happening. I mean, I know that there's hurricane preparedness, or not hurricane, earthquake preparedness, things they tell you to do, this, that, the other. But when these things hit, you can't really do shit until they stop. And there's nothing that could be done to prevent these things. So if the media is trying to hype this up, what are you supposed to do? You're supposed to just go live your life in an empty field and hope it doesn't shake? Are you supposed to go buy an earthquake-proofed house? Like, what are you really supposed to do? But the media is blowing these things up, you know, as they do. And so the thing is, I guess some of the thought with this is there's so much activity happening with this Madrid fault line that it's going to eventually equate to something massive, like a very massive earthquake is going to be felt in that area. And a lot of damage and destruction is going to be done. So, I mean, I would hope that it wouldn't happen, but basically, so if you're wondering where the Madrid fault line is, this is a fault line that runs from like Arkansas up along Tennessee into Kentucky, basically is kind of like up through into Missouri and about up to Kentucky. So there's, this is something that could very well have effects. If you're listening on the East Coast, if it's big enough, you might feel some rumblings. This can definitely interrupt the flow of things. If you're in that area and it hits, your way of life might forever be changed for the bad, right? So I'm not saying anybody should pack up and leave that area. I'm just saying this is what it is. This is what people are talking about, and there's really nothing you can do to prevent it. And this is, if you want more information on how to prepare for things, you need to go listen to my other show. It's Doomsday Podcast. That's what you need to do. Because that's the show, if you're not listening to it, where we tear in how to prepare for things like this. We don't do that on this show. I just tell you guys what's being hyped up in the media. I tell you guys my opinions on it. My opinion on this, don't be scared of earthquakes. That's it, because you can't prevent them. You can't do anything about it. All right, everybody have a good weekend. I'm getting out of here. I'm taking tomorrow off from recording, and I'll be back again to record Sunday night to have you a brand new episode Monday morning with the help of my lovely producer, Mr. Producer Scooter. Love you, dude. I'm out of here.
Love you too. But does this dress make me look fat?
News, facts, and opinions. This is the Doom Daily Show.